And then it goes to the...
This is Avis Berman interviewing Stanley Kunitz at his apartment on West 12th Street on December 8th, 1983. I guess we should start with when and how you met Mark Rothko.
Well, as I recall, my first meeting, and this was a single event, and then there was a big lapse afterward, was early in the 50s. This was directly after Mark had made his first trip abroad. And it may have been 52, I'm not sure. I don't recall. Maybe 51, I'm not sure. A friend of mine who had met Mark at Yaddo the summer before suggested that it would probably mean something to both of us to meet, and called him up and took me to his apartment, which was then Midtown off 6th Avenue. Rather shabby, run-down place with a studio in the rear, not a studio, just a room that he was painting in. And what I recall, aside from the first visual impressions of Mark, was his vehemence about the European scene, about the whole tradition of European painting, beginning with the Renaissance, and his flat rejection of it, his saying, we have wiped the slate clean, we start new, new land, and we've got to forget what the old masters did. And, which rather shocked me, because I wasn't ready to reject the wholesale, the entire past. The, now the paintings, as I remember them, well, of course he had stacks of them in the room. Some of them were in his early surrealist style, which I didn't care for particularly, and never have. Then there were, as I recall, a few that were more like the Mark that we know, but I don't think that as yet he had really found his style, his signature, and I wasn't really overwhelmed by any means by the painting. I liked Mark himself. He was very friendly, gracious, and articulate. So that was really my first meeting. But I didn't become a friend of Mark, and I don't think I even saw him. One reason being that I wasn't living in New York at that time. I didn't really become a friend until 57, when Elise and I got together, and she was already a friend of Mark's, and at that point I became very much a part of that whole New York school. The ones I had met before, I'd been to McDowell Colony in 56, and I had met there